I'm John Scott. An important court ruling in Alabama. That state's Supreme Court has ruled that frozen embryos created during fertility treatments should be considered children under state law. Justices issued the ruling in a pair of wrongful death cases brought by couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident at a fertility clinic. Justice J. Mitchell wrote in the majority ruling, the court had previously ruled that babies killed while a woman is pregnant are covered under Alabama's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act, and nothing excludes extra-uterine children from the act's coverage. Heavy rain and snow making their presence felt in California.
A wet winter storm has been drenching California, closing a regional airport and trapping people in swollen rivers. It brought clouds, rain, gusty winds, high seas, and snow at elevation. There are flood watches and winter storm warnings across the state until Wednesday. Santa Barbara Airport, set in a flat plain surrounded by creeks, closed Monday after runways flooded. 5 to 10 inches of rain turned placid streams into raging torrents. Ethan Ragsdale with the Santa Barbara Police Department spoke with KEY-TV.
Please stay away from the creeks. They're absolutely dangerous.
The front is stalled in Southern California today, and rain reaching Las Vegas and southwestern Utah as the day progresses. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley is undaunted by recent polls, which show her trailing former President Donald Trump by a wide margin heading into Saturday's Republican primary in South Carolina.
Some of you, perhaps a few of you in the media, came here today to see if I'm dropping out of the race. Well, I'm not.
Haley addressing supporters at a campaign rally in Greenville, South Carolina, this afternoon. This is SRN News. One Southern Baptist leader is warning that polyamory, otherwise known as group marriage, is a new thing that the left has decided to promote. Dr. Albert Moeller points to a rash of articles in the Washington Post and New York Magazine.
People are working really overtime on this issue. They're really putting a lot of emphasis and they're putting a lot of activity and public relations into this because they're trying to normalize something that, of course, isn't normal.
He says polyamory will probably be in the courts soon.
It's going to demand rights. It's going to demand legal recognition. You're going to have Hollywood celebrities that are going to show up identifying in this way. You're going to have people go to court suing against the privileging, they will say, of marriage limited to two people. You're going to have all kinds of things like this develop.
Last year, Somerville, Massachusetts became the first city in the U.S. to legally recognize polyamory. This is SRN News. Home Depot's sales continue to weaken in its fiscal fourth quarter.
The country's largest home improvement retailer is dealing with Americans who remain concerned about high mortgage rates and inflation. Home Depot's quarterly results topped analysts' expectations. However, the company provided a soft sales forecast for fiscal 2024.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Walmart reported another quarter of stellar results, ending the year on a high note as its low prices attract shoppers looking for deals and an economically challenging environment beset by a recent bout of inflation. Yet inflation is fading fast, meaning Walmart customers are spending less per trip as a result. Walmart also confirming that it had bought smart TV maker Vizio for $2.3 billion to boost its advertising business. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.